I do believe we will have time for number 12 if that is the bighorn sheep hunting season and populatus status report. If Mr. Canta is ready, I think we'll go there next.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief again here. We've got just 15 minutes here, so I'd like to just turn it right over to Chad Lehman, our senior wildlife biologist that oversees bighorn sheep management. He's going to give a quick presentation just with some background information for you on bighorn sheep, and then also talk a little bit about the Deadwood bighorn sheep herd and a little bit of history there.
Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, I'm Chad Lehman, Senior Wildlife Biologist for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks and responsible for the management and research of bighorn sheep. I'm going to try and share my PowerPoint. Okay, can we see that?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to give a update here on our status of different herds within the state. We have six herds that we manage for in South Dakota. All of them are west of the Missouri River. We've got the Badlands National Park and Forest Service herd out there in the prairie. And then up in the north end of the Black Hills, we've got the Deadwood herd. There in the east central portion of the Black Hills, we've got the Rapid City herd. Just south of that, we've got the Custer State Park herd. And then as we move into the south central portion of the Black Hills, we've got that polygon there in the middle. That's the Hell Canyon herd. And then our furthest west herd there right along the Wyoming border is our Elk Mountain herd. And I'm going to talk more in depth on both the Deadwood herds and then also the Hell Canyon herd. So each year we do surveys and monitoring. This occurs in late fall, early winter. We do ground counts where we obtain minimum counts, lambda U ratios, ram to U ratios, and then we can use telemetry with Mark Resight on some of these herds when we have radio collars available. So in the data that I'm going to present in the next slide here, this is our table that we utilize for collecting that data on each one of those herds. So what I'm going to point out in red font there, these are the herds that are currently seeing some limitation due to Mycoplasma ova pneumoniae. That's the pathogen that causes pneumonia in these herds. And currently we don't have any of the updated data in the Badlands herd, but we do know that, you know, we've had an all-age die-off there, and currently we only have about 60 animals in that herd. Hell Canyon, as most of you are aware, I'm going to give a brief update on that one. We had a disease die-off occur last winter, starting probably in January, February. And surprisingly, our lamb to ewe ratios are pretty good there, 32 lambs per 100 ewes. So that was nice to see following that die-off. Custer State Park has also seen a resurgence in pneumonia. Still got a pretty strong adult component in that herd. However, we didn't produce many lambs last summer, 9 lambs per 100 ewes. And then in Deadwood, I'm going to go in depth more into that herd as well, but we did have a pretty good lamb crop this year, 50 lambs per 100 ewes. And then I'll quickly point out, in both of our clean herds in Rapid City, we had phenomenal lamb recruitment, 70 lambs per 100. And then on Elk Mountain, we're still strong there as well, 68 lambs per 100 ewes. And I'll just mention, you know, we really look at lamb to ewe ratios. That's kind of our indicator of whether or not these sheep herds are healthy. Typically, when they're healthy, they produce a lot of lambs. All right, diving right into Hill Canyon here. This is basically a survival curve that shows the behavior of the pneumonia die-off. We started collaring sheep in March of last year, and we think that the pneumonia hit this herd sometime in January or February, and you can see that we crashed abruptly there. We had a March survival estimate of about 53%, And then steadily we came out of it in April. Our survival rate jumped up to 93%. And then since that time, essentially, we've had a 100% survival rate. We did have one sick ram die in November, but for the most part, since April, we've seen really good adult survival in Hell Canyon. And also, surprisingly, we produced a lot of lambs this year. And then diving into Deadwood, give you a little bit of background. This herd started in 2015. You can see our crew there that we sent up to Lusker Mine in Hinton, Alberta. And we dropped the net on a bunch of sheep on February 10th, 2015. We tested those animals, radio marked 26 sheep, 23 ewes, 2 lambs, and then 1 2-year-old ram came back on a horse trailer back to the Deadwood area where we released them on February 12th, 2015. So that's how that herd got started. And then following the release, both Game Fish and Parks and South Dakota State University monitored this herd closely. We had a full-time graduate student that was following that herd. And unfortunately, roughly a year after the translocation, a new strain of MOB was associated with a pneumonia outbreak there. And we had about a 58% mortality on those animals. In 2016, we still had 10 original ewes, 15 yearlings, and 5 lambs. And since that initial release, we've experienced multiple strains of MOV. So this herd's been chronically limited by pneumonia since its release in 2015. Currently, based on our surveys, this last fall, we had 23 bighorns, 12 ewes, 6 lambs, and 5 rams. However, of the rams, they are mature, 3 class 3 and 2 class 4. So those are your older mature rams that are in that herd currently. And just another thing that's important, I think, to understand when we talk about why this herd was started, the main objective of the reintroduction was to expand hunting opportunities. And then the secondary objective included viewability. Obviously, bighorn sheep are an important viewable wildlife species in the state. And then if you look at our bighorn sheep management plan, we've set our harvest at 10% of the available rams for all of these herds. And then when feasible, we use subunits and create new units to maximize hunter opportunities, distribute hunters, and minimize hunter conflicts. An additional point that I'll mention here for management, we did do some management action with a test and remove study on these guys to try and get the population to grow at a faster rate. So what we did in 2021 and 22, we went in and tested, radio marked, and ear tagged a bunch of these sheep. And we were successful in removing the shedders or the carriers of MOV. And right after that, we did have one good year of lamb recruitment in 2023. Unfortunately, right after that, a new strain of MOV came in, and then so we've continued to see this herd be limited by pneumonia. And then this just shows our statewide population trend from 2014 to 2025. 2020, we almost hit 600 sheep, but since that time, we've experienced several pneumonia die-offs across several herds, and so now we're approaching just below 300 sheep statewide. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Very good. Any questions, comments at this point? Seeing none from the commission right now.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll go through the action sheets here quick. And thank you to Chad for presenting that information. And setting aside the issues that we have with pneumonia and dealing with mycoplasma ova pneumoniae, we are really pleased with our efforts in the Deadwood herd. We consider that a success story. We went through a lot of time, effort, and money to bring those sheep in from Alberta. And really with one of the primary goals being the opportunity to hunt those animals when the time would come. And, you know, I always like to point out to folks that bighorn sheep are native to South Dakota, and bighorn sheep are one of the most sought-after big game species on the North American continent for hunters. So that opportunity, there's a huge demand for it, and we're very fortunate to be able to offer that in South Dakota and, again, here in the Deadwood area, potentially. No doubt they have some aesthetic value as well, and I think that's evident in a lot of the comments that we've received, a number of comments, and that's really those folks really like to see their sheep in that Deadwood area. There's a lot of photography going on, people just simply enjoying them being in the area. They're an iconic species, and when you see them standing on the rocks, and then they don't run away like deer, they stand there and they're very photographic. It's pretty awesome opportunity, and we agree with that too, and as Chad mentioned, that's a secondary effort of ours in, you know, next to the hunting effort. The proposal that we have, and this is a second reading again, is to expand Unit 4. So that's that Hell Canyon unit that Chad talked about, that we're dealing with some pneumonia there as well. And of course, last year the commission did vote to add the Rapid City area, which is a very similar situation to that Deadwood area. We have sheep that are in and around residential areas and spend a little bit of time on those public lands and such. So very similar situation to Deadwood, and what the proposal then this year is asking the commission to expand it yet again into that Deadwood area. There certainly is some opportunity there for those folks that understand how those sheep move and where they go and things of that nature. As I mentioned, a lot of comments, but I think a lot of those comments are kind of misinformed. I was writing down kind of some categories, if I could, of where they fell into. Many of them that I read, there were certainly some in support, but there were a lot against it. But many of them that I read said that things of the nature that we're going to wipe the herd out, that we're going to kill all the bighorn sheep, and why would we go through this all this effort just to take all these sheep out? That's certainly not the case. And with the proposal that we have, and I'll talk about license allocation here in a second, we're asking for one license in all of that area. So Hell Canyon, the Rapid City area, and that Deadwood area. So there is a chance that one male bighorn sheep could be harvested out of the Deadwood area, could be harvested out of Rapid City or Hell Canyon as well. But just to kind of clarify that, we're not issuing or asking you to issue a bunch of tags or trying to wipe them out. It would be good for one male bighorn sheep. The other thing that kind of stood out to me is that folks felt like we were going to allow hunters to come in and hunt anywhere they so choose, whether it's downtown Deadwood or in their backyards or things of that nature. And I'm here to tell you that hunting is not allowed in Deadwood, in the city, in the surrounding area. Certainly not allowed on private property unless someone had permission. That's the same with all of our seasons. And really that opportunity exists. And that's one of the reasons we like this area for a transplant, is there's a lot of Forest Service lands there and Bureau of Land Management lands. And so most of that opportunity would be when those sheep come off of private property or off of the city property and onto those public lands adjacent to those areas. Certainly, again, they could hunt private property with permission. But those were the two that kind of stood out to me. Obviously, there's some other comments in there as well, but I wanted to point that out and, again, just point out that we're not asking you to open the floodgates here. We want a very controlled, regulated opportunity here for someone that has some knowledge of that Deadwood area and maybe has some opportunity to go in there and harvest a nice ram like Chad mentioned. We've got some older age rams in that area. So maybe first I would take any questions on the current proposal. And again, this is just a second reading, so no action necessary, Madam Chair. We'd finalize next month. But any questions or comments or discussion on that?
Yeah, Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees, since we're only looking like maybe one ram being harvested out of there, since those Alberta sheep, if I remember right, were they're kind of a bigger sheep than what frame wise and stuff than what we traditionally had here, and that's why we went up there and brought them back. Would it be make more sense to capture one or two of them older rams and move them to one of their other herds for those genetics instead of harvesting them right there on Deadwood?
Yes.
Through the chair, Commissioner Bees, yes, so certainly that's one of the reasons we went there. Those sheep were healthy sheep, and in fact when you look at ram horns and scores and such, they were producing some big rams up there as well. So certainly a good bloodline. In regards to transplanting from that herd, unfortunately, because we're dealing with Mycoplasma ovipositor pneumoniae And as Chad mentioned, some different strains that we're finding up there. We wouldn't want to move those sheep around just yet with the fear that we'd introduce a new strain to one of our other herds and unfortunately end up with a die-off or something of that matter. I will say this, though, that ultimately what we want to get to is healthy herds in South Dakota. So we have Badlands, Deadwood, Rapid City, Elk Mountain, and to the point where we have distinct bloodlines that we can just move sheep around within state and not spend all that money to go out of state into different areas. So ultimately, that will be a goal of ours, just not in the cards right now.
Very good. Just one note for anybody online that will be joining us for the open forum, we're going to wrap up item number 12, and then we'll jump into our open forum. So it might be just slightly past the 2 p.m. Central Time. Any additional questions or comments for Mr. Canta? The one thing I will say, thank you for addressing some of the comments that we did receive, because there were a lot, and it's helpful to know that the department does look at those, and to bring those up during these meetings is important, so thank you for doing that.
Absolutely, Madam Chair.
And with that, as Mr. Canta said, we don't have to take action on this particular item, so we can move on to the licensing.
Yep, and I'll be brief, Madam Chair. This is the license allocation for the bighorn seasons. And so, again, we don't need action here today. We wanted to put these in front of you and then, of course, put them out for public comment for 30 days here and then take action at our next meeting. But what you can see here is that we're asking for a reduction in licenses in Custer State Park. So we would go from 4 licenses to 2. We would maintain 3 licenses on Elk Mountain, which is that herd along the Wyoming border. And then Unit 4, which is our Hell Canyon herd that we're proposing to add Deadwood to, we would ask that we reduce that to 1 license, so go from 2 to 1 there, and then we would have the 1 license available for auction. Just briefly with Custer State Park, as Chad mentioned, our counts are down. We are seeing a little bit of MOVI pop up there, some lower lamb recruitment, and so just kind of playing it on the safe side with the inventory of rams that we have right now, lowering those to 2. But yeah, so all in all, we'd end up with 10 licenses, or excuse me, 7 licenses down from 10 last year, and go from there. But again, we'd take action on this next month, and I'd certainly take any questions.
Questions for Mr. Canta? Comments? All right, seeing none, and just a reminder to everybody listening online or here, finalization will take place during our April meeting, which is back here in Pierre. So
thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. And with that, we are